This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reaction to the biggest hour we've had on radio in a long time with Ryan McLeod in studio.
I would call it the most controversial segment we've done in the history of the show. We analyze on the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies.
On 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Nah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend. XTENDAV.com. Tone, take it away.
Let's go. Let's talk some sports. Okay, so after reading the reaction to our 1 hour with Rodney McLeod of the Cleveland Browns, where we touched on some very difficult topics, and what I do believe will go down in history as one of the crazier Sundays in Cleveland Browns history. And that's saying something. Do we all agree? Yeah. We have had some unbelievably unforgettable moments, home games at that stadium in particular. And I think Sunday, with Deshaun Watson going down with the injury, the reaction from the fans in the stands, then the reaction from the players afterwards, I think that's going to be an all-timer. I don't think this is just recency bias, okay? Rodney McLeod has been nice enough and generous enough with his time that this year he agreed to come on with us in his last year in the NFL for 1 hour every
Tuesday.
Such grace. Such grace. He used that term, grace, today.
It's gracious.
He was looking for a little more grace from the fans.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We knew that it had the opportunity to be a lightning rod because Rodney is at the stage of his career that he's going to say some things that maybe earlier in his career he wasn't going to say.
He's pulling no punches.
That's right. So he came on with us. I thought Rodney was level-headed. I think Rodney was pleading to the fans, like, just don't ever cheer a guy when he's injured. And guys, I think we all understand it's a teammate of his. Doesn't matter if he's a friend of his, if he doesn't even like the guy. You know, we don't even really know what Rodney thinks about Deshaun Watson or any of the stuff Deshaun's been accused of. We do know they are teammates. And what do we know about teammates? They generally stick up for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So he came on the air with us. And for the first 40 minutes, we got very serious about what went on Sunday, and we wanted his perspective. And we shared some of our perspective with him. And there was some pushback. Ken, you pushed back. You said, I didn't think it was as many people doing what you're saying they were doing. And I thought we had a pleasant conversation. I wouldn't use the term heated. I would say it was good back and forth.
It was not heated.
No, not
it
heated.
Was not
it
heated.
It was a dialogue.
So
yeah, we had a dialogue.
What happened after the show, because I didn't check the mentions until after the show, it was about 95% to 5% going after Rodney McLeod.
Yeah.
Saying he's tone deaf, saying he doesn't understand the fans, saying doesn't he understand what Sean is accused of and all that stuff.
I don't think he's tone deaf.
Some people said this makes it worse. This is doubling down. This makes it worse for the relationship between the fans and the players.
He definitely stood on his point. I tried to knock him off his point. He wouldn't come off of it. But I don't think it was. I don't think it was contentious. I don't think it was heated. I had to passionately express how I feel. I think he took in those comments. I think he absorbed them. But I still think at the end of all this, he still felt the way he feels, and that's why I still believe that there is a wall between the fans and the players. And that's not just between Browns fans and players. I think that's between all fans and all players. Because for the most part, fans, you know, you think about this, you've been hit over the head with how connected we've been for the last decade plus. Because before it was a belief, before social media and the 24 hours news cycle, it was a belief. Yes, they have fancy cars. I mean, 90s consumerism, the fancy cars, the explosions in contracts, clothes, homes, the whole thing, MTV Cribs. It was an understood thing. Now with social media, I mean, it's right there for you. And since you don't possess those things and you understand that players all the time talk about it being a business, then you treat it as a business. And business is down right now, and you don't know when it's about to pick up, and you're going to express displeasure. And the line between human and vessel for our enjoyment or our scorn is blurred. And he lives the real life of those guys where it's like, hey, man, like if you played in the NFL, you are sensitive to those injuries that would possibly happen. But we don't play in the NFL. And there are plenty of people, they are not sensitive to those injuries. They say, you play a professional sport. You are there for my entertainment. Entertain me. And I think we'll continue to find more and more people who feel that way. Now, I do think, though, that there are a special few players. I think you have to earn it more than you ever have to be really well-liked by a fan base. I think that before, maybe we would have loved anybody. I don't think that's the case. I think our guard is up.
Because they make too much money?
No, I think because we are told not only that they make too much money, it's not just they make a lot of money, it's we're told we don't make any money. And we're not going to make them any money, and they don't want to be here because nobody here makes money, and that no one wants to be here because the weather's lousy, or it's the mistake by the lake, or whatever.
Oh, wait, you think it's a Cleveland thing?
I think it's a market thing. I think if
fans...
Oh,
I don't know about that.
I think the fans in Pittsburgh will go through it I think they went through it when it came to Barry Bonds, and I think they will go through it again when it comes to Paul Skeens. I think that we went through it with LeBron twice. We went through it with Albert Bell and with Jim Thome. Yes, him. But I think that I think Detroit would go through it. I think a lot of places in the Midwest will go through it. And I think that kind of extends those passions. And there are certain players that we admire. And I think that's becoming fewer and far between. I think Nick Chubb is that guy. I think that Joe Thomas obviously was. I think Miles is that guy. That's why we had such passionate calls today about not wanting to get rid of Myles Garrett, even for two first rounders.
I think there is forever a chasm between players and fans. And we got to this a little bit with Rodney. And you know, in training camp, the players, they sign autographs, they take pictures with kids. Of course, we've never had fewer of those opportunities this year. Certainly isn't like it was in the 80s when those players would stay for hours and talk to every last person and you could just go right up to them. I remember that because that's what we did at Lakeland Community College. Okay, those days are over in sports. I don't think there are as many opportunities like that. Players do try to talk more directly to their fans with social media, but I don't think it'll ever be what it used to be. And you mentioned Doug Deacon. I mean, what a bygone era that is, where Doug Deacon used to just have drinks at a bar with complete strangers. Mm-hmm. And then Doug Deacon would go to his off-season job.
Well, it was Doug would have drinks at a bar, and people just left him alone because there's Doug over in the corner. So they might see him, but he was just part of the fabric of the community.
Yeah.
And they rooted for him in his Browns uniform, but then they were still all part of the same community.
Yeah.
Now, things have changed. And again, the NFL makes a lot of money. So if the NFL is going to make a lot of money, their players should make a lot of money. Okay? That's they're the product that we're there to see.
Well, we love football.
I don't have a problem with that.
We love the reason they make as much money as they do is because it's the only thing all Americans essentially agree on, especially guys. Like, no matter what, no matter
we love football.
Your background, whether you're black or white, no matter what your religion is, no matter any of that stuff, no matter what your political thoughts are, we are going to cheer for you or cheer against you on Sundays. And it consumes our lives as fans.
Yeah.
Not just sports talk shows, our lives as gamblers, but, as fans, as people in the city that have pride in their team. And so, of course, because of that, those players are going to make an astounding amount of money for 17 weeks.
And because of that, we lose some of that human element. And you have been hit over the head with how they don't live the same lifestyle as we do. So if they don't live the same lifestyle as we do, then we're going to use them to make ourselves as comfortable as we possibly can in the situation that we're in. Because if I can't be made comfortable, then what's the point? I want to be a sports fan. I want to be an outlet. You are my outlet for my enjoyment. So it really is a cyclical argument on the fan and the player, or the fan versus the player. And I don't know if this is something that's going to change. You just said I was wrong about some. What was I wrong about?
You thought it was a market thing about Cleveland. I think fans all across the country now, when I see the NBA salaries, I think they do not treat, like Rodney's like, guys, when you tweeted us, that impacts us. Fans do not care. They do, the ones that do that, they do not care. And normal, level-headed fans, sophisticated fans, fans with master's degrees and PhDs, they tweet really nasty things about players. Yeah. Sometimes they tag those players. Yeah. So that gap is never going to be closed. Like, that is the trade-off. That's the bargain that we make with the compact we have with
the
athletes.
The Fausto Carmona bargain.
You guys make so much money that we're allowed to talk bleep about you. That's just going to be part of the deal. That's never changing. And I think Rodney understands that. But Rodney's just telling you, from a human perspective, like, yeah, when we look at our mentions, it does get to us, and it undermines our confidence. It undermines how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
But you don't care about that because you make a lot of money and whatever. Like, I get that. I understand all of that, and I think Rodney understands that. I do want to get to something, though, about this that I did blurt out in the interview that we just did. And you were holding his feet to the fire like, come on, man, it's not every fan. It's not every fan in Cleveland. And Rodney's like, I know it wasn't every fan, but it kind of represented every fan, is what his point of view was. So there's a disagreement there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did say, like, hey, if Nick Chubb goes down, even if it's an 0-16 team, even if Nick Chubb is having the worst year of his career, nobody is making noise during his injury. So why is that?
Because they love Nick.
Because they love Nick, right? And he's earned respect over time. Yeah. He has been, when we say models, mostly model citizen, he's been all model all the time. It's been a great guy. Everybody would love to have their kids take pictures with Nick Chubb. Everybody would love a Nick Chubb selfie or autograph or whatever.
Yes.
So we understand that part of it. What if Deshaun was having a really good season? Because I'm hearing from a lot of people, it's about the accusations and the settlements. Guys, if we were in first place and he went down with an injury, nobody's cheering. So is it as simple as he wasn't good?
Yeah, I think for a vast majority. Because remember, it's not just that he's good. Fans love to have...
So why can't fans be honest about that? Because I'm not hearing that honesty from fans.
It's an easier thing to do.
I'm hearing more about the accusations than the bad football.
There are some people who do believe that. I do believe it's a minority of people who feel the way that you describe. The people that... Pro sports has made it apparent that there are situations where they will look the other way if the performance merits it. And I think as a country, we have accepted that. And I think as a country, we have accepted that every team has a player who has skeletons in their closet that team is not particularly proud of. Some of them are all-time legends. I mean, you look at the stuff that Lawrence Taylor's been accused of in his life, really bad
things. It's the worst.
Very bad
things. He might be the worst scumbag that ever played football. We've had a lot of scumbags.
There are no shortage of number 56 jerseys in those stands every Sunday for a Giants game.
He was good.
We've accepted this as a country. Whether right or wrong, whether our priorities are crooked, we are a country that celebrates winning and we celebrate excellence. We're a capitalistic country, friend. Even though it's in football and we know about football's socialist appeal to what they do. However, you got to be good. You got to be good because that makes us sleep at night. If you're not good, then that's the first thing people bring out. And because we are now more connected than we've ever been, more people are out there. They believe that they are public figures in this where it's just like, hey, you can delete your account and no one's going to care.
Yeah.
And you can move up. You can create another account and try it that way if you really want to. You can do whatever you want. It's the internet. It doesn't matter. But so many people say, no, this is my thing, and I've been made to look bad. I've defended him, and now he plays poorly, and I can't take this. And so then they get angry over it. And I don't think that there's any shortage of that going on with any team.
Does that say something about us as fans that we only care truly if you're good? We don't care if you're a scumbag.
We would rather you be a good person and win. We will accept the other way as long as you win. We will accept the other way, and we will make excuses as long as we win.
And there have been guys that have been really good people, not so good players, and we've been like, it's okay.
And there have been guys who have played for all three teams that I've had to bite my tongue because I know off air, off the floor, off the field, they are repugnant individuals. There have been several over 13 years that I've had to just sit there and be quiet about. Because I know anytime we go to fight a battle against the athletes, we lose. We're always going to lose. In the long term, we might win if that athlete sucks, but no one's going to remember that.
When you say lose, we're always going to lose. What do you mean?
If I say Anthony Lima is a really well-liked figure who plays for the Cleveland Guardians. Lima plays left field for the Guardians. He's their leadoff hitter. And he bats 343, and he signs autographs before the game, and everybody loves him. And I know that in real life, Lima runs around in his old ladies. He treats fans
ladies.
Like he has two families in two separate towns. He cheats on his taxes.
Man, that'd be hard to do.
He dog fights. He does God knows what.
Family in every town. You think, like,
am I dog fighting with just one of the families? The other family doesn't know about the dog fighting.
If I just knew that Anthony was a bad guy, I could go out there and say that Anthony's going to be a bad guy.
What if they're dogs from different families?
In the words of Andy Roth, what's the win? Yeah. What do I get out of it? Fighting some uphill battle against a fan favorite that they don't want to hear me on, they aren't going to take my side. No. I don't play for the Cleveland Guardians. Anthony does. They do not root for me to have a good segment. They root for Anthony to have a good at-bat. That's not going to work. By the way, I know this kind of resembles Stephen Kwan. I've only known Stephen Kwan to be a good person. So well, let's
I've
move on from
between
that.
Between the lines on it.
And yeah, I know. I said better. Left field and batting leadoff.
I will.
Let's not turn
my
Steven.
Article.
No.
And let's last say, name rhymes with Twan.
That's why. And that's why
let's
some guys
say Anthony has a 15 game on base streak in the playoffs.
And I'll tell you this: there's a lot of fans out there. They have taken that mentality and they've taken it all the way. They do not want to hear me say that so and so is a nice guy. They don't give a bleep.
Yeah.
They don't care if they're a nice guy. They don't like it when I say, hey, Stephen Kwan's a nice guy. When I say that the Guardians had a nice season, and part of the reason I think they had such a nice season is because they were good, but also they're a likable group of people, they do not give an F. They don't care. They know that this is all for show. They know that this is all for their enjoyment. They will take a league of felons if it means three World Series in a row. And that is, I think, a bridge that we are crossing as a society. And those people, I'll tell you this, Anthony, I can't say they're wrong. If there is a fan who wears a Guardians jersey to a Guardians game, and he went to game five of the ALCS, and he's all those things I just said, he's not going to have his feelings hurt. He's going to hold professionals' feet to the fire. Why is he wrong? For taking it for what it could be. We each decide how we're going to take an athlete. We decide. This is a decision made from the point we are toddlers when we first get into sports till our dying day. And you notice that list, because we expose each other to truths, that list gets whittled down. How many old men do you see who are really big fans of current Browns, Guardians, Cavs players? Not very many.
No.
Because they've been through life. The sausage, they've seen how the sausage is made. They listen to guys like us, and we show them how the sausage is made. And they realize, like, hey, you know what? So-and-so, who I really like, wasn't such a great guy. You know, when I talk about the 90s Indians, it's sad that most of those guys, not great guys. We're jerks to people. It's true. Not all of them. But we have eyewitness accounts from guys who covered the team in the day, fans who were close to the team in the day going, yeah, there was a lot of jerks in that clubhouse. Yeah, everybody thought they got along. They didn't like each other.
No.
They didn't even like the fans. They were mad. It was amazing they won what they won. That's the insane collection of talent that they have. That's a tough thing for me to hear. But that's one of those peels of the truth that you go through. And eventually you get to a point where you become cynical. You become cynical to a point where you become a caricature for a 25-year-old when you're 50, and you just wait for that 25-year-old to grow up. He's waiting for you to stop being embittered or die. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for them to grow up. It happens. It's happening to all of us. I fight it as much as I can. I hope I don't reach that point.
But what's amazing is Rodney McLeod, now that we've gotten a chance to get to know him, we don't always get that opportunity with very many guys. I can tell you that it's not Rodney McLeod that's going out to the clubs on West 6
no.
after losses.
No.
And looking like they don't care. You've had other guys doing uh-huh. that on the defense.
Uh-huh.
Rodney McLeod is somebody who genuinely seems like he's a great guy, great father, great husband. And he just came on with us and we asked him to share the truth. And sometimes you wonder why a lot of these guys don't. Because he just got trashed by our audience.
Yeah.
Our fans of us. We are telling you, Rodney McLeod, awesome guy, awesome father figure. He'd be the exact kind of guy you'd want in your neighborhood. And yet he's getting trashed right now because he shared an opinion.
I like Rodney, and I hope by the end of the year, when he's getting ready to leave, people got something out of it and they can wish him well. I don't expect they're all going to be able to, because he's sharing opinions and he's a current player. And so when you have an hour to share opinions as a current player and the team isn't doing that well, there's going to be people who definitely take who have a problem with that. They take umbrage with it. This is the weird thing where he's just in our world. I get people calling me stupid for opinions every day. And so do you. Well, now he's in our world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He is straddling a line between his world and our world. He's going to have people call him an idiot for his opinions. Right, wrong, misguided, whatever it might be. And it's up to him and how he absorbs that. And that if he needs a tip, I can try to help him, but I can't make him do it. But I give him credit for he took his talking point, he stood by it, he continues to stand by it all through. I think I was heard. I felt recognized as a person making that argument, and I hope that he felt the same way.
Ken felt seen and heard.
Well, it's about time someone sees and hears Ken Carmen.
But yeah, you know,
I've been yelling for it for years.
I do mean that, and I think that they need to understand this, is that it is a lifetime contract with the fans. So as while Rodney McLeod means something to you and I and Owen and Mitch, because we have spent time with him now, to a guy driving from Brunswick to his job at a bank office in Cleveland, there will be other Rodney McLeods. There were Rodney McLeods before, and there will be again.
But will they get two touchdowns? I submit they will not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.